Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source, and it's time for your morning update for this Wednesday, June 22nd. Brought to you by the Red River Pilots, the collegiate-level baseball team that's part of the Expedition League. Their home field is Grand Forks' very own crab field. They're at 17th Avenue South, just off Columbia Road. If you want to go check them out, tickets can be purchased at Crab Field or their website at redriverpilots.com. And the Pilots, by the way, are currently looking for host families to house a few remaining players for the remainder of the season. You know, if you can help them out, you want to find out more information, either visit redriverpilots.com and click on the host families link at the top of the webpage, or you can email Maddie at redriverpilots.com. That's M-A-T-T-Y, Maddie at redriverpilots.com. Well, your weather today, sunny and nice. Looking for a high of 87 degrees. The Grand Forks police have identified the suspect after shots were fired in city limits on Sunday. 26-year-old Kyle Emerson Jeans was arrested and charged with four counts of reckless endangerment, a Class C felony. Officers responded to the 1900 block of South 12th Street for a weapons violation call. When the officers arrived in the area, they located several shell casings on the ground. They said no one was hurt. Grand Forks police also released a statement clarifying information that's been circulating on area outlets. We're aware of media outlets reporting that this event may have been in retribution for an incident that occurred in East Grand Forks last year. At this time, there's no information corroborating this connection. Current events stem from a domestic-related incident, and there are no indications that the location was in any way tied to the domestic or the earlier incident in East Grand Forks. Well, critical infrastructure is receiving a rebuild at Grand Forks International Airport. Efforts began in mid-May to replace sections of the Bravo apron. It's a concrete area used to taxi aircraft to and from runways. Sections located north of the John D. Odegaard School of Aerospace Sciences Flight Operations Building. Now, the project's expected to see its end later this summer. It'll be used for many future decades. Now, pavement is certainly not glamorous, and no one wants their name on it, so we worked really hard to deliver a solid message to the North Dakota legislature over a six-year period. According to Kim Kenville, professor of aviation, our delegation could see the benefits of the project, and they and their colleagues found money and appropriated it to the university. A $5 million appropriation by the legislature is funding this reconstruction. Well, President Joe Biden yesterday will call on Congress, he said, to suspend federal gasoline and diesel taxes for 3 months, a move meant to ease financial pressures at the pump that also reveals the political toxicity of high gas prices in an election year. Democratic president will also call on states to suspend their own gas taxes or provide similar relief, the White House said. An issue is the 18.4 cents a gallon federal tax on gas and the 24.4 cents a gallon federal tax on diesel fuel. Now, if the gas savings were fully passed along to consumers, people would save roughly 3.6% at the pump when prices are averaging about $5 a gallon nationwide. Well, here we go with your Moe's Daily Dish today from Moe's Cafe. It's pan-roasted shrimp with red peppers, bacon, and leeks, simmered in a roasted chicken broth, tossed with orecchiette pasta with Asiago cheese. Man, does that sound good. It's only $11 today. By the way, Moe's is also looking for servers and cooks. Stop into Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. A great place to eat and a great place to work. Well, a large land sale completed in North Dakota that was confirmed by North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Gehring is creating controversy. It's not the big price tag that's being questioned, but who was involved in the transaction. A trust that has ties to Bill Gates acquired 6 parcels of land in Pima County. Now, yesterday, the Office of the Attorney General sent a letter asking the Red River Trust to confirm how the company plans to use the land and if it meets any of the exceptions to the North Dakota corporate farming laws. Some reaction from the public has not been positive. I've gotten a big earful on this from across the state. It's not even from that neighborhood. Those people are upset, but there are others that are just livid about this, said Commissioner Gehring. The transfer of ownership to the trust breaks no North Dakota laws, but the buyers will need to prove it's not in violation of corporate farming laws. Commissioner Gehring says there's nothing illegal or unlawful about selling land to a billionaire, but many people feel they are being exploited by the ultra-rich who buy land in North Dakota but do not necessarily share the state's values. Well, the Minnesota Supreme Court has ruled that the mayor of Minneapolis hasn't met a legal duty to hire more police officers or demonstrate why he hasn't done so. In a Monday ruling, Chief Justice Lori Gilday said Mayor Jacob Frey has a clear legal duty under the city's charter to staff the department with at least 731 sworn officers, a number based on the population of Minneapolis. Interim City Attorney Peter Ginder says the city has about 300 fewer officers than it did before George Floyd was killed by police in May of 2020. The ruling sends the case back to district court down in Hennepin County. Finally, in sports, Major League Baseball, Twins lost a close one last night against Cleveland. 11-inning game ended with the Guardians winning 6-5. Game two of the series is tonight at 6:40. Expedition League Baseball tonight, Red River Pilots host the North Iowa Raging Roosters. Game time is 6:35 at Kraft Field. And the NHL Stanley Cup Finals Game 4 tonight in Tampa, as the Tampa Bay Lightning hope to even up the series with the Colorado Avalanche. Game time is 7 o'clock tonight. Well, there you go. That's your morning update with special thanks to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. You know, life doesn't ever seem to slow down. Everything needs to be done right now. Well, when it comes time for that oil change, Valvoline Instant Oil Change is the place to go. Most of the time, you're in and out of there in about 15 minutes. While they are changing your oil, they're going to top off your fluids, check your tires, your battery, lights, your wipers, your cabin air filter. Get discounts for fleets and the military, and they also do tranny and coolant flushes too. They get text and email, invoices, and coupons, and if you mention Grand Forks Best Source, get $10 off your oil change. They're open Monday through Saturday, no appointment needed. Pickup and deliveries available in Grand Forks too. It's Valvoline Instant Oil Change for complete oil change and more. 3325 South 38th Street. You can call them 701-780-8462. Make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you. And they're looking for part and full-time help. If you're in high school and you want to work this summer, go check them out, all right? Berkshire Hathaway Podcast is on at 10 this morning, and on our 11 o'clock show, we talk to some fishermen who made the trip to Grand Forks to fish the Shields Boundary Battle Catfish Tournament on the Red River this weekend. By the way, they made the trip from Montana. We'll talk with Eddie White and Eric Braunberger about catfishing and more. Hey, remember everybody to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. Become a patron on Podbean, too. A chance for you to win some pretty cool stuff. Hey, Grand Forks is an awesome place. Grand Forks Best Source is giving it an identity again.